The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After the 5,000 had eaten and were satisfied, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side towards Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd. And when he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on shore. Then he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. They had all seen him and were terrified. But at once he spoke with them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." He got into the boat with them and the wind died down. They were completely astounded. They had not understood the incident of the loaves. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Okay, here's an interesting turn of the phrase. I don't know if you noticed this, but Jesus comes walking on the sea, and the Gospel of Mark says he meant to pass by them. Why would Jesus approach them walking on the water, only to walk right on past? I'll tell you what's interesting. That phrase, to pass by them, would you believe it means exactly the opposite of what it seems to mean? He meant to pass by means he meant to reveal himself to them. Here's why. Those words were used all throughout the Old Testament, whenever God would reveal himself to someone. So Moses says to God, "Show me your glory." And the book of Exodus said, "Then God passed by." Or God wanted to reveal himself to the prophet Elijah. And the first book of Kings said, "Then God passed by." But what's interesting about that phrase is that it shows God revealing himself to someone in a moment of terrible crisis. So you go back to the book of Exodus, and Moses has just smashed the Ten Commandments, and the people had just gotten finished worshiping the golden calf, and God had said, "I will no longer accompany you." And Moses pleaded with God, and God came to him. Or you talk about the book of Kings with the prophet Elijah. Elijah had just confronted the priests of Baal and enraged the queen of Israel, who was threatening to kill him, and Elijah's hiding in a cave to protect his life. And that's when God comes to him. He pleads with him for help. Okay, so here's this story now of the apostles in a moment of terrible crisis. And just to make things even more dramatic, it's the fourth watch of the night. That means it's between the hours of 3 and 6 a.m. They're tired, and it's the darkest it's going to get just before the dawn. And that's when Jesus comes to them, walking on the water. Now, water, back in the Old Testament, was a symbol as well of chaos, disorder, and sin. Think about Noah, for example, and the great flood, right? Or think about Job, who runs away from the Lord and gets on a boat right into the storm and jumps into the water. So here's Jesus, the master of all things. And it's the way he reveals himself to them in a time of terrible crisis. And he says, "Take courage. Do not be afraid. It is I." Or as the gospel literally says, "Do not be afraid. I am." "I am" is the exact same words that God used when he revealed himself to Moses in the burning bush. That's the name of God. So here we are now in the days after Epiphany and before the baptism of the Lord. Special readings, as I already mentioned to you. Special readings this week that reveal the Lord for who he is. On Monday, he healed the sick. Yesterday, in the gospel, he multiplies the loaves and the fishes and feeds their hunger. Today, he calms their fears and comes walking on the waves. always revealing himself for who he is and showing that he's greater than our deepest fears. That's the message. St. John in the first reading says, perfect love casts out fear. Who's the only perfect love in this world? It's Christ our Lord. In a world that can so often be so terribly terrifying, let's heed his words and take them to heart. Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. Amen.